I am not.
We will go into work session on Senate Bill 19A relating to health care. You are so funny, Jenny. Anyway, I am really, really, I want to pay tribute to both the senators, Westland and Bates, for your work in this arena, and also to give you kudos for bringing us Senate Bill 19. People seem to be excited about looking at some opportunity in this arena, so I want to give you kudos for that. So...
And if I could, if you're giving kudos, Madam Chair,
yes.
I'd like to give kudos recognition to LFO staff Adrian for bringing this in a form that is workable and saves us money and gets the job done.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Adrian, with that, you want to introduce our work for today and then we'll have for the discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, you did work on Senate Bill 819 last week, and you had considered and adopted a conceptual amendment to the printed A4 amendments that were in front of you at the time, and that concept would add $30,000 of general fund to be appropriated to the Legislative Assembly for travel and per diem expenses of legislative members. The intent behind that is that the number of meetings that are anticipated by the proponents of the task force are such that there was a desire to assure sufficient funding so that those meetings could take place, in addition to the $25,000 of general fund appropriation that was already in the A4 amendment for the Office of Health Policy and Research to provide or contract for additional technical support and expertise to the task force. Because you had adopted a conceptual amendment, the bill is back to you for a suspension of the rules in order to reconsider that original vote of adopting the conceptual amendment so that you could then move to adoption of the dash A5s, which are now in front of you.
Madam, can we go ahead and I move to suspend the rules?
I'll pick that in just a few minutes. I want to actually, colleagues, use the privilege of the chair today, and I seldom do that, but use the privilege of the chair and see if there's anyone in the audience that would like to speak to this bill. Okay.
I'll go sit down there, Madam Chair.
Yeah, you guys, I don't want you to leave here and say they passed this bill without anyone having conversation about it.
Madam Chair, I think the key word was you left out was publicly.
Oh.
Madam Chair, quite frankly, looking at all of the individuals in the back row of the church here as where they usually sit, when and if they do go to church. I've spoken with all of these individuals, almost all of them individually, or received notes.
What about the one just walked into the room?
He doesn't count.
Is it my turn now?
And they've all spoken favorably about this bill. So
okay.
I remember a particularly nice note from Mr. Bishop.
Oh, boy. So, Dave, what we were asking the audience, if anyone had anything that they'd like to say on Senate Bill 819.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Ms. Lori Montes-Anderson.
I move to suspend the rules to reconsider the vote by which the subcommittee adopted this conceptual amendment to Senate Bill 819 and reported the measure to Senate Special Committee on Budget.
Any objections? I'll start to repeat it because I did that so much at the podium, but it's not necessary. Are there any objections to the motion? Would you like to speak to that motion, or would like anyone else, either one of the two of you, like to speak to this motion?
It is going to, I think, help Oregon with health care.
And we have two things to do here, I assume: amend the bill and then pass the bill.
That's right. Okay.
So, Madam Chair?
Without objection, there's a suspension.
Okay. I move that the dash A5s be amended into Senate Bill 819A.
Any objections?
Madam Chair, thank you. I recommend to the Senate Special Committee on Budget that Senate Bill 819A, as amended, as amended, be reported out with a due pass.
Any objections? Any discussion? Without objections. Senate Bill 819 has been adopted and passed to the full committee on Senate Special Budget Committee. Before, and you know, I apologize for this because I was going to pose a question that, forgot my own stuff. Let me just reopen the committee in Senate Bill 819 so that I can read a question, state a question into records that Senator Winters left, and that question was that she, while she supports the bill, why is it that nothing but legislators are so appointed? Because she would like for a more general audience to be involved on this committee. Ms. Sexton gave a good answer to that, and I'd like for you, gentlemen, to speak to that as well.
Okay.
Go to her first.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. As I understood, the question is the membership that's defined in Senate Bill 819 of the task force is for 8 legislators to be appointed by the Speaker and the Senate President, and then 2 members would be appointed by the Governor based on input from the task force legislative members. In terms of the operation of the task force, and it clearly is the decision of the co-chairs of this joint task force, but there's nothing that ever precludes a governing body, a deliberative body, from establishing subcommittees and work groups to expand the scope of individuals who are participating, if that's a decision that they make.
Senator Westline?
Well, I was just going to say this. There is nothing that precludes in this legislation. In fact, indeed, it is assumed that there will be significant not only outside membership. That's part of the reason we have placed $25,000 in Uber in addition to staffing, maybe to defray some additional cost. But we look forward to, anticipate and look forward to, substantial and meaningful input. In fact, it's absolutely critical and necessary for the success of this task force, which is required to report back to the 07 legislature. We can't do it without additional input, and some of that is from the people that are gathered here in this room today. So,
Senator Bates?
A couple reasons from my point of view. This is going to be, in my mind, more than just an usual task force. We're always having task force and getting reports back, and we read the reports and try to get something done for them, but quite often, as we all know, nothing really seems to come to fruition. The number one issue facing people in Oregon right now, whether we like to admit it or not, is health care. And we have not been able to address that in this session. We've tried and not been successful. And some of the people sitting at this podium right now have done the blood, sweat, and tears thing trying to get this done and really made some huge efforts. The senator down to my far right being one of the most active and working the hardest. We need an opportunity to bring together a significant number of legislators, and I think 7, 8, or 9 is going to have to be doing it. We need to bring in several subcommittees. We're going to have to work extremely hard, as we did in the session before last when we looked at OHP. It's going to be long days. This is not a committee that's going to meet for 2 or 3 hours one afternoon. You'll probably come in at 8 o'clock in the morning. You may well be there at 8 o'clock that night. Roll up your sleeves, hard work. We're going to need a tremendous amount of help from the people who provide health care in the state. And those are the people sitting in the back pews again, hiding out. They're going to have to step up and help us. And people are going to have to forget about their turf once in a while and have some really tough decisions to make. Uh-huh. And if we don't do those things, this will just be another task force. So from my point of view, the way we made it up, putting legislators primarily in there, a couple of people from the governor's office, knowing we'll bring other people in, is the right way to go. Okay?
Senator Bates, I can promise you, as I point across the back of the room, you will have no problem having input.
I think they'll be there.
Madam Chair. I think, too, the way the legislative process works, we come here at the beginning of the session, special interests grab us to get us to sign on to their bills and advocate for their bills, And we truly need to have a more coordinated, long-term vision when we're dealing with health care. It's just too complicated. So I really am looking forward to this, and I think that it's going to, in my eyes, be very, very productive, and we will be able to come up with some very productive legislation, proposed legislation for health care.
Right. Senator Wesley?
Madam Chair, there is only one person sitting at this dais that was involved in what at the time was an illegal act passed by the Oregon legislature. That, of course, became the concept of rationed, prioritized, primary preventative health care that we all know as the Oregon Health Plan. That was an illegal law passed by this state. It was not in compliance with federal law. And it took then several individuals, yourself included, going back to CMS to ask the question, why not? And CMS scratched their head and said, yeah, why not? And that resulted in the first 1115 waiver, Medicaid waiver ever granted a state for the delivery of Medicaid services. I would fully expect and hope and consider this task force a failure if we do not come with recommendations that would probably be equally illegal but significantly equally as visionary as the original Oregon Health Plan. If we don't do this, we have not achieved the purpose of the task force.
I would like to say to all of you sitting in the back who are disseminators of healthcare information, users of healthcare, workers tirelessly of trying to keep the system balanced and honest, that hopefully we can come back this next time, and that what the work that you bring back, it goes across political lines, and it pales in terms of who gets the credit versus who doesn't get the credit, and that we can make a great contribution to the state by making sure that everybody that provides an end of health care in the state will have had a chance to come to the table and talk to you about this. And I know if I am in any position at all the next time, as I have been so blessed to be this time, I will be in there pushing and fighting and promoting the work that you will have done and not let it go by the wayside, because too many times good work go by the wayside because too many egos get involved in it. And to me, it's just a waste of time and energy. So it is my hope that you will come back with something that will be credible and something that we can pass and say, without the politics, the who did what, the big eyes, the little news, that we have a good work of art that is, again, another piece of visionary work that Oregonians have presented. Further discussion? Without objection, Senate Bill 19A is so adopted. Anything else, Ms.
Nope.
Any other things to add to the good of the order? Good. Thank you. Who's carrying? Oh.